Fotografia europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Hi, my name's Simon Roberts and I'm going to tell you a bit about my exhibition Mary Albion and the Brexit Lexicon. So I have spent the last 10-15 years concentrating my work on looking at Britain and the political, social and economic changes that have been taking place during that period of time. There's been quite a change and I would say somewhat traumatic period of time in recent British history, which I wanted to try and document in some form through photography and latterly through video. I mean, what's interesting is the urge to document one's homeland and inquire into a collective identity is quite a powerful one. For instance, it's occupied the efforts of writers and artists for many centuries, including people like H.V. Morton, In Search of England, and J.B. Priestley's English Journey, in the both written in the early 20th century, through to more recent people like Patrick Keeler and his film series Robinson in Space. And then you have photographers like Martin Parr or Anna Fox. And so I really was looking at this as a way of stepping into this lineage of artists exploring their own backyard, if you like. Having spent many years making work abroad, it seemed like the right time to do this. And the photographs that I made were all about looking at events and places across Britain that draw people together in public, trying to somehow reflect on the nature of our shared history and communal experiences. So Mary Albion, and the full title of the work is Landscape Studies of a Small Island, brings together photographs, both previously published and also unpublished, that recorded these social practices and customs that were very much linked to the British landscape, alongside some of the economic and political theatre that has helped define recent history. So events like Brexit or the various elections that have taken place. We've had quite a few in the last several years. And some of the work goes back to my very first major project in England called We English, but also takes in subsequent projects such as my period as the official election artist for the British government in 2010, and more recently series like National Property, The Picturesque Imperfect. So it's an amalgamation, if you like, of a period of work that I've been making about Britain, which comes together from 2007 and ends in 2017 with the Brexit vote. And I guess if we look at some of the works like Broadstairs, Dickens Festival, in that image, the landscape resembles a kind of stage set for the different kind of costumed characters performing on the beach, while other of the photographs are about collective gatherings which range from religious festivals, such as the picture Eid celebrations, Jumia Mosque in Bristol, or more social political events such as the Grenfell Tower, North Kensington, London photograph. Where possible, with all the work, I'm looking for a high vantage point from which I can frame my photographs, often photographing from the roof of the motorhome that I use, where I can stand and oversee the landscape. And as a result of this, the viewer is often placed at a slight distance and elevation from my subject so that you are not part of the action, but you're a detached critical viewer. In essence, I guess I'm trying to attempt to map contemporary life governed by forces that are not possible to see from a position within the crowd. So often the photographs are never in the midst of people. They're always kind of depicting people from a distance, where you're overseeing a landscape in this kind of tableau fashion. And I'm particularly interested in portraying how the landscape, such as those ideas of the British countryside, have got a powerful hold on our imagination and those ideas of the kind of quaint heritage associated with landscape imagery. So if we think about things like Constable Country or retracing Gilpin's journey up the Wye Valley, it's really an exploration of the relationship between these shared experiences of place and how that frames a sense of national belonging. I'm also looking at the dialogue between the image we hold of a place compared to the reality of our actual experience of the landscape. More latterly, I made a series of works about Brexit, which was very much a period of time where we were all talking about a particular event, talking about this separation from the European Union. And in some ways, it was a very difficult body of work to make something visual from it, because it was often about language. It's about, you know, how a particular argument was sold both on the Leave and on the Remain camp. So I decided to make this series based about the language of Brexit, and so came the Brexit Lexicon, which was then visualised by filming a newsreader in a newsroom reading a teleprompt of this language that I'd collected over a period of 2 or 3 years. And so the visual piece is this moment where the newsreader kind of performs in the news studio as he's getting increasingly frustrated as he reads this script, which he hadn't practiced at all. And so it becomes a kind of performance piece about the drama, if you like, that took around a Brexit, and which was for many people quite a traumatic experience. But I guess what ties everything together is really ideas of landscape. And I'd like to finish with a quote from actually a cultural geographer called Doreen Massey, whose views on landscape are very much where my interests lie. And she says, "Landscapes are a multiplicity of trajectories. Even more significantly, the stories in the landscape are not buried in a layered past, but are bursting through to speak to us now. They are ongoing, unfinished stories that in their unfinishedness address our today." And so I guess that's really what I'm trying to do with my pictures, is try and unearth those stories in the landscape and give a sense of these layered histories, looking at where we stand at this point in British history.